First, I want to thank the jury for their service. And I want to thank Mr. Floyd's family for your steadfastness.
Steadfastness? Hang on, I'm getting my dictionary. Steadfastness. That was the Vice President of the United States, former prosecutor, Kamala Harris. Steadfastness. Stead to a fad, some kind of a fad involved here, I'm pretty sure. I think that's right. Well, happy Wednesday to you and welcome. The good news is the Democrats aren't burning our cities down from coast to coast again. The bad news is now they're threatening to do it over the sentencing about 8 weeks from now. Because, you know, baby, you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied. And they're never satisfied. They're just never, ever satisfied. They're the left. They're not liberals. They're violent. The Democrat Party is a violent party. And the country was on edge yesterday waiting to see whether the Democrat Party would start burning and looting again, which they are very much in the habit of doing with the full approval of the Democrat Party's leadership across the country. Although every now and then they say, well, there's never any excuse for violence. And then they sort of laugh a little and chuckle and do a little like Brian Doyle Murray laughing and walking away from the podium. Funny stuff there. We are at 888-630-9625, and yesterday was the verdict. And guilty on all kinds. In fact, Michael, let's go right to it. Let's jump into it. Let's go to soundbite number 7. Here is the judge. His name is Pete Cahill. He announced the verdict yesterday afternoon. There were crowds outside cheering.
District Court, 4th Judicial District, State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, defendant. Verdict, count 1. Court file number 27, CR 20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 1, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19.
Number 19.
Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the entitled matter as to count 2, third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019.
Now, what outside, just outside the courthouse, there was a mob that had gathered. It was essentially a lynch mob. The Democrat Party has become a lynch mob writ large across our country. They've sacked, looted, burned, assaulted from Seattle and Portland to Minneapolis to Kenosha to Ferguson and St. Louis to Chicago and New York and Washington and Atlanta and small towns and big cities across America. They smashed out storefronts and businesses. They spray paint things like "all cops are bastards," ACAB, and pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. And what do we have yesterday? The pig head, the severed pig head. You saw a left-wing mob attacked a home in Northern California because they thought the home belonged to a defense witness who was a former police officer, use of force expert that testified in the case. So lefties went on Al Gore's amazing internet, found an address that they thought belonged to this individual, and they went there with a severed pig's head, a giant pink pig's head, and they threw blood all over the front of the house and left the severed pig's head out front. This is one of their themes these days, the severed pig's head, like John Travolta and the Mean Girls in the movie Carrie, with the pig's head and the bucket of blood spilled on Carrie. This is what they've become. This is the Democrats have raised them in schools. I've got this great stuff from a private New York school that I want to share with you, is the crazy people are teaching racism for the low price of $60,000 a year. Great stuff. So outside the courtroom, outside the courthouse, there was a giant mob had gathered, and the nation breathed a sigh of relief. Derek Chauvin did not, because the lynch mob, I guess, decided that for today at least, they would not burn the city to the ground. They would not smash out storefronts and loot and then set places on fire. They would not injure thousands more police officers, as they have done over the course of the last year. Thousands, quite literally. All right, but outside, they've gotten... And where Democrats, I think, are born with bullhorns. Where are the bullhorns? The Democrats, you know, got a troublemaker, give them a whistle. The Democrats give everybody bullhorns, the loudest, stupidest people, generally speaking. This is what it sounded like outside the courthouse.
All three counts.
Guilty on all three counts. That was generally considered to be impossible. But they're chanting all three counts, all three counts. There was a guy with a bullhorn reading the verdict aloud to the mob. And I think some people had transistor radios pressed against their heads. Black power. Black power. Just don't chant white power, because that's racist. Chanting black power is not racist. See how this works? It's not racist if it's this race. It is racist if it's that race. That's according to the party that gave us the Confederacy and Jefferson Davis, Nathan Bedford Forrest and the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Jim Crow himself. Nancy Pelosi went out to the microphones with a mask on afterward and said something really bizarre. National Panhandler Radio was so excited about it that they aired the whole thing of Nancy Pelosi, and then NBC News was so excited that they posted the National Panhandler Radio clip, because it's all great big circle fest in a hot tub. But Nancy Pelosi, this is kind of bizarre. No, George Floyd didn't volunteer to do anything except pass a counterfeit bill and then sit around and wait for the police to come and then resist arrest and stuff like that. But Pelosi on George Floyd and his, she thinks that this is a sacrifice. It's not, a sacrifice has to be something you do deliberately and knowingly. But Nancy Pelosi, you know, they use the words, but they don't know what they mean.
So again, thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice. For being what? There to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom.
It was.
I can't breathe. But because of you, and because of thousands, millions of people around the world
around
who
the
came
world.
Out for justice,
movement.
Your name justice. Will always be synonymous.
Your name will always be synonymous with justice. I tell you, you know, it's, you know, hands up, don't shoot. It is, you know, it's a tragic situation. I can't internalize and personalize every police shooting in the country, and I'm not going to start trying. You know, every plane crash doesn't personally traumatize me. Every car crash, you know, in my neighborhood, we've got looting and shooting and carjackings and all kinds of stuff like that. And you know, you can't internalize all of this. But honestly, you know, we're being called upon to internalize the ones that the Democrat Party chooses. Again, a 16-year-old boy had the bad fortune of being a Caucasian, was shot and killed by the police outside of Washington, D.C. about 2 weeks ago now, maybe just over a week ago now. And police said, well, he's got a knife. Okay. Well, okay. And maybe he did. There's no body cam of that. In the meantime, in Columbus, Ohio, a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed by the police while she was attacking another teenage girl with a big, sharp metal knife in her hand and was about to stab this other girl. Police officer stopped the other girl from being stabbed, and now Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio and other Democrats want to lynch the cop, all right? Now, they need to wait and find out the race of the cop to decide whether they're serious about lynching the cop, because the party of the Confederacy and Jim Crow continues to apply a racial... all of it is about race with these people. All of it is these people. That's right. These people. Just amazing stuff. So thank you for your sacrifice. It wasn't, you know, that wasn't his intention. And saying, you know, that you made a sacrifice, you know, being killed is not necessarily really a, you know, he's not making a sacrifice. Just, you know, we're getting the semantics of this. But you see how the Democrats use these crises as opportunities to further polarize the country because they believe that this will help them hold on. And I kid you not, it's this crazy, to the African-American vote on Election Day. All right? I mean, it's just, it's almost mind-boggling how insane the Democrat Party has become. And man, oh man, oh man. Michael, let's go to, let's go to a telephone call. Let's go to Chris calling from Chantilly, Virginia. Christopher, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. Hold on a second. Take the speaker off.
That's a good
yeah.
one. Thank you.
I just have a simple question. You keep talking about the people complaining whether the cops were called too soon or they came too late. The simple question I have is, why do they call them at all?
Huh.
If they don't like them.
Huh. Well, that's a fair question. You hate the cops, and you know your teenage girl is out front stabbing people. And also, I don't know, you probably haven't seen this video out of Cincinnati. But the video is crazy. There's this melee going on in front of the house. And another young girl, appears to be a teenage girl, is thrown to the ground. And there's a grown man comes up and is kicking her like he's trying to, you know, get 3 points, like he's trying to kick a field goal with her, kicking this this teenage girl. And the cops are supposed to show up and solve every psychotic family's problems and every mentally ill, criminally insane, violent lunatic that's wielding a knife or a gun or beating their wife or their girlfriend. And the police are supposed to show up and instantly make sense of all of it without anybody getting scuffed. And that's just not reality. That's not the real world. And now there are video cameras everywhere and everybody's phones and body cams on police officers. So we see a lot more of it than we used to see. But there are a lot of crazy people out there. They're called Democrats. And there are a lot of violent people out there. And the vast majority of those are Democrats, too, which is why the Democrats want to get the vote to everybody that's currently in prison, because they know it will be a windfall for the Democrat Party. I can assure you they're not doing that because they think it will be a winner for the Republicans. It's because they know that prisons are on the on balance filled with Democrats. That's the reality of that. But, Chris, great question. Why do they call the police? And if you hate the police and you just think the police are racist and awful, you know, and I guess the answer, Chris, is that when things get so completely out of control and nobody is in charge anymore, then the you're left with no choice. Then you call the police. Then the police show up and you guys, you know, the family in this case in this front yard in Cincinnati, causing craziness and people. Here's the you know, teenage girl, 16 years old, with a giant knife trying to stab people. And the police officer stops the innocent girl, the more innocent girl, at least, from getting stabbed, from being stabbed. And Sherrod Brown starts attacking the police. She should be alive right now. Columbus police shot a 16-year-old girl. Well, a police officer did in order to stop another girl from being stabbed with a big knife. But this is, I mean, honestly, these Democrats are really a menace to civilization. They honestly are. This is, our civilization is teetering on the brink in many ways right now. And it's all being driven by the left, who will never be satisfied, just by the way. They'll never be happy. It's their mission in life to die miserable to make everybody else miserable while they're still alive. This is the left. They've been doing it for a century. Again, these are not liberals. These are leftists. Completely different thing. Utterly different. I got a lot more to get to. Christopher, thank you. Thank you for the call and a very relevant question. It really is. I had an idea. Stop calling the police. Some of that's going on. I read the story out of Minnesota last week. They have this militia that's taken over a neighborhood that where George Floyd was, where George Floyd died. That neighborhood has been taken over in the play. It's a no-go zone. We're becoming a third-world country because the left is here. Hey, if you're looking for a good way to save some of your hard-earned money, I've got an idea. You can start by paying a whole lot less in interest on your credit card balances. You can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream right now offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and your excellent credit, much lower than the average credit card interest rate, which right now is more than 18% APR. That's crazy. Plus, there are no fees for you. You can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Now, just for my listeners, you know who those people are. Apply right now, get a special interest rate discount, and save even more money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates begin at 5.95% APR and go to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, I've got, and honestly, it's not all Minneapolis and all this stuff, but wait till you hear this audio from the elite, private, hyper-expensive school in Manhattan where they're teaching race hate and race self-loathing. And the lying school guy, he got caught. Good stuff coming up.
I want to thank Mr. Floyd's family for your steadfastness.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, headline in the New York Post today. France, the nation of France, may open back up to vaccinated Americans. And Michael Piercy has a picture of people walking by the Eiffel Tower, and there's nobody around. There's just nobody around. Looks like a post-apocalyptic Paris, which is perfect. I mean, let's be honest. Go to France and all the French are locked inside? Come on. You could, as Michael said, go to Le Louvre. It's a museum. It used to be a palace. You could go to the Louvre and just pick out your favorite art and bring it home with you like the Germans did. Bada-boom! See? Like that. Vive la France, the New York Post writes. Vaccinated Americans emerging from the worst of the coronavirus pandemic and feeling a strong urge to travel may soon be able to set their sights on the Eiffel Tower, La Tour Eiffel. French President Emmanuel Macron, Macron and fromage, he's the Macron and cheese of France, said in an interview that officials have been firming up plans to grant entry to fully jabbed Americans. I don't like this jabbed stuff. That's an English-British term, and I don't use jabbed, but I'm seeing it more and more. I've even hearing people I know using it, jab. So you could open up and wait a minute, will the French still be locked inside? Because, you know, Paris is a very beautiful city. The only thing that would make it more beautiful is if all the citizens of Paris were locked inside. Snooty pants. I kid. They're lovely people, of course. I actually do have a good friend who's French. The French are fine. You know, it's just a PR problem.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
You know, the Democrat Party is anti-police. They're basically anti-civil society. They're anti-civil discussion. They're anti-family, nuclear and otherwise. They like burning the flag rather than flying it. You know, the American flag. They'll fly other flags. You know, let your freak flag fly all over the place. But the American flag is not for them. They're really not on our side. In Chicago, Illinois, they like to prove again and again where the murder rate is positively third world. And who do you think that's disproportionately affecting? Just saying. The Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, who is a character, I think, from like a Play School Star Wars set. Chicago mayor urges new police foot chase policy after boy shot and killed. You know, the 13-year-old kid that was shot and killed in the alley at 2:30 a.m. on Monday morning. And he was hanging out with a 21-year-old gang member of the Latin Kings, a very serious gang, prominent gang in Chicago. And the 13-year-old is out there. It's a school night, you know, but there's no school because the left is in charge. And here it is. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Monday. You know that the mother of the 13-year-old kid wasn't notified for 2 days because they didn't know how to contact mom, and mom didn't, call anybody and say, my 13-year-old is missing. And so it was hard to marry up the dead body in the morgue since the gang member wasn't letting on who it was. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Democrat, on Monday called for the city to create a new foot pursuit policy after a police officer shot and killed a 13-year-old boy during a foot chase in an alley a week ago. This is Reuters news agency. They left out that he had a gun and that 8 shots had been fired, and never mind that. Adam Toledo was shot in the chest by an unidentified police officer around 2:30 a.m. local time, March 29th, in Little Village, a neighborhood in the city's west side. Now, here's the thing. The mayor has announced, here's what she's pushing for. They call it like police reform. She said, tragedies like these underscore the urgency of reforming Chicago Police Department's foot pursuit policy. Not tomorrow, but now, Mayor Lightfoot said during a news conference. As communities nationwide face a reckoning, that's a big word these days, over police violence, the incident has renewed calls for police reforms. But here's the thing. Here's what they want. They want police officers, okay, there's like a shooting going on, there are drug deals going on, there's a robbery going on, the police are there, they jump out of the car, you're going to chase after the criminal, maybe he's got a gun, and you're going to chase after the criminal on foot. No, they want police to stop what they're doing, I guess get on the two-way radio, and seek approval from a supervisor to engage in a foot chase. This is their plan, all right? Now, there was an accident during a high-speed automobile chase in Chicago years ago. So now the policy is, if you're going to get into an automobile chase, a high-speed chase, because it can be dangerous, well, the criminals careening around corners and everything, wouldn't want to stop them, just let them go. So they came up with the let-them-go policy where you you call in on the two-way radio and you say, hey, I'd like permission to be a police officer today and chase the bad guy. And then it takes some time and then the bad guy gets away because he's busy running over baby carriages and stuff like that. And now what the mayor, who is just dim of wit, what she's saying is that she wants the police to call in and get approval from a supervisor to engage in a foot chase, which means the bad guys get away on foot, which is the Democrat Party's program. And this is what they call police reform. Chicago police may soon need supervisors' okay to chase suspects on foot, the Fox News headline. Suspects on foot could be long gone in the time it would take for an officer to get approval, city officials acknowledged. They acknowledge this. This is the word that they use. Oh, yeah, sure, they'll get away. But, you know, that's not the thing. So it's a criminal's world. You know, it's gangster's paradise. Great song. Isn't that a great song? That's Coolio, right? That's Coolio. He's got that funny hair on the album cover. Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. And what the Democrats are doing is creating gangster's paradise. So it's not really good for normal people, law-abiding citizens who are not criminals, who just want to raise children, send them to schools that educate them rather than brainwashing them and all that stuff. So, yeah, good idea, the mayor said. I don't want people out there who are dangerous to think, well, if I just run, then I'm safe. I can continue to wreak havoc. We can't live in that world either. Oh, okay. Well, then which is it? Because you have to choose one. You know, it's a eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And here she just keeps going eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So can the police chase the bad guy or not? What are you talking? Yeah. So the police need approval. This is their new move. It's not, they haven't codified this yet, but they're seeking to. Where police officers would have to call in, maybe use the cell phone, see if you can get a hold of somebody, get put on hold, listen to hold music for a little while. Hey, there's a suspect just shot an Asian woman on the sidewalk. I'd like permission to engage in a foot pursuit of the fleeing criminal. Would that be okay with you? And I don't know. Let me check. I'm going to have to check and put him back on hold, listen to some hold music for a while. You know, the criminal's at home on their bed counting the money before the police get approval to engage in a foot chase. You know, they're kneecapping, they're neutering the police because, let me see if I can put this clearly, the Democrat Party is anti-police and pro-criminal. They're anti-law and order. By the way, at the Chris Plant store, we have great T-shirts and coffee mugs. Defend the police, not defund. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez out there, she wants to strip the police of funding and more. And cutting billions is not enough. When she says defund, she means defund. That's what they mean. Now, you remember Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old community pool lifeguard who spent his afternoon scrubbing vile graffiti off of a neighborhood high school. And he had been working at the local community pool as a lifeguard that day, too. And then he joined a friend friends of his in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He had an AR-15 rifle. He was trying to protect property from the mobs of violent criminal Democrats that had been looting and burning and attacking the police and attacking citizens. And Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked by a violent mob that was chasing the 17-year-old through the streets of Kenosha. Not exactly, a hotbed of crazy crime, Kenosha, Wisconsin. But the Democrats are fixing that. They're making everything better there. Cal Rittenhouse was forced to defend himself, and one of the people he shot was named Joseph Rosenbaum, and he is an ex-convict who went to prison for raping five little boys, I think between the ages of 9 and 11 years old. They were in his care. And he raped them. He sexually assaulted them. And then he had just been released from an insane asylum where he had been placed involuntarily because of his suicide attempts. And he was out in the street. He's a white guy yelling the N-word, screaming the N-word at people and threatening people. And then he was chasing 17-year-old community lifeguard Carl Rittenhouse down the street. And he got shot, and he was killed. And it's a tragic end to a tragic life. Now, people set up some kind of a GoFundMe page or something for 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who defended himself against an attacking mob of the, and he shot a second person and killed a second person, who also had a criminal history and was chasing and threatening the 17-year-old community lifeguard. And the Democrats are on the side of the child rapists and the other ex-convict in this story, and they want to lynch the 17-year-old community lifeguard who was scrubbing graffiti off the high school and trying to protect businesses from looters, right? Now, here's an update on this. A Virginia police officer was fired after donating money to a legal defense fund for Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse, officials said on Tuesday. Norfolk Police Lieutenant William Kelly anonymously gave $25 to a fundraiser for Kyle Rittenhouse in September using his city email address, according to The Guardian out of the UK. The donation reportedly came with a comment. God bless, he wrote. Thank you for your courage. Keep your head up. You've done nothing wrong. Every rank and file police officer supports you, the message said. Don't be discouraged by the actions of the political class of law enforcement leadership. Norfolk City Manager Chip Filer on Tuesday said he'd reviewed an internal investigation. There's an internal investigation because he gave $25 to this thing. Now, Kamala Harris raised money for bail for criminals that had been looting and committing arson and assaulting police. And Kamala Harris became vice president of the United States after doing that. She wasn't fired for working to raise money for criminals. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse has been charged with crimes. He's not been convicted of any crimes. He is, you know, when the Democrats turned cities, even Kenosha, Wisconsin, into Mad Max beyond Thunderdome, and people end up defending themselves from violent mobs attacking them when the police, you know, can't be everywhere, and they can't be everywhere. And then if they are there, what are they going to do? Shoot the ex-convict, serial child rapist, demented, suicidal, just released from the insane asylum, Rosenbaum guy? Because then, he was white, so that'd be okay. Never mind, scratch that whole thing. So the police officer was fired because he gave $25 to the Kyle Rittenhouse Fund and wrote a thing. And the excuse is, well, you know, he's not allowed to use his city email. Okay. This egregious comment, this is what the city manager said. His egregious comments erode the trust between the Norfolk Police Department and those they are sworn to serve. No, they don't. I mean that he's a law and order guy. He's a police officer. The city of Norfolk has a standard of behavior for all employees and will hold staff accountable. So the police lieutenant, presumably a police officer for a long time since he's a lieutenant, fired because he's an 18-year veteran. Here it is now. 18-year veteran of the department and an executive officer of the internal affairs for his last 2 months there, investigating other police officers. Kyle Rittenhouse, 18 years old now. He was 17 then, has been charged with murder and attempted murder for shooting and killing two people and wounding a third person. The third person was attacking him and had a pistol in his hand, a Glock pistol, I believe, and later lamented that he wasn't able to shoot and kill Kyle Rittenhouse because this is what the Democrat Party has done to politics in America. Now, this all happened in Kenosha because the police were called to a scene where a man who is African-American was beating his girlfriend, physically beating her with his fists and his feet and beating her, stomping her. Police showed up, told him to stop. He attacked the police, assaulted the police. Police told him to cease and desist. He had a big knife in his hand. He went around the car, disobeyed orders, opened the door, reached under the front seat, and he was shot. He's still alive, but he was shot like 7 or 8 times or something. A terrible incident brought on entirely by the criminal. And, you know, and again, the police just get back in the car and let the guy beat his wife to death and then, you know, show up and do a police report on a murder. And then there can be a manhunt, but don't really pursue him. Just let him go, because that's what the Democrats have done. Just amazing, amazing stuff. Today's Democrat Party. Yes, it is. But I've got this, my favorite audio of the day is out of the private school in New York City because it's just great stuff. All right, let's go to the phones, Michael. Let's go to Marco calling from Springfield, Virginia. Marco, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Great show as usual.
Hey, Marco. Hey. Thanks.
Hey, I wanted to say that there is one word that would save moms and dads lots of money from sending their kids to Looney Tune institutions. Mm-hmm. It's called comply, okay? So the only thing you have to do when a policeman shows up is comply. You will stay alive. You will have access to the legal system that will represent you in court, okay? And then you can settle your differences there. Instead of getting confrontational, and instead of having representatives like Orquez there, it's AOC, really a shame that they can't say, comply. That's all you have to do, and we will stand by you. I don't have a problem with that. Stand by them. But to have that insightful rhetoric coming out of people like Maxine Waters and AOC, it's embarrassing to have them as representatives.
It certainly is, and honestly, let's go down the list. I mean, I could go down the list all day long of instances from Hands Up, Don't Shoot, which never happened, and Michael Brown mm-hmm. assaulting, 6'5", 295-pound, 18-year-old, old enough to be in the Marine Corps, and mm-hmm. attacking a police officer in his car, trying to strip mm-hmm. his gun away. Even Eric Holder found that to be the case, and he's the hero of the movement. He's the hero of the story. The guy beating his wife in Kenosha and then attacks the police. Then he's got a knife and he disobeys orders and he reaches into the car. He gets shot. He's the hero of the story. And it goes on and on and on. The Democrat Party is demented. And if we had and the leaders of the Democrat Party who are perpetuating all of this by not telling the truth. And that really, Marco, is what it comes down to.
Absolutely.
It's just tell the truth.
But you know what? Every one of these latest tragedies that's happened, mm-hmm. They would all be sleeping in their own bed or in a cell if they were found guilty. The mm-hmm. only thing they had to do was comply. And I have one more thing I'd like to add, Chris, if I may. For all my friends up there in Queens, New York, are you really serious about your representative? She is embarrassing to everyone. Yeah. Do something about that next election, please.
Yeah, AOC. Yeah, man. Marco, thank you, buddy. Saluting you. It used to be such a nice society. Oh, yeah, for you. No, for everybody, really. Much better than what the Democrats are turning our society into, turning our country into. This is the left, all right? This is the left. The left is violent. The left is criminal and pro-criminal. Again, I keep going back to this because it matters. The Democrats want to get to the vote to every inmate in every prison because they know that the prisons are filled with Democrat voters. Duh.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
There is a guy in Washington, D.C. named Roland Martin. He is, I guess he's a journalist. Is that fair to say? I think he plays the role of journalist on various fake news cable channels. He's a nationally acclaimed journalist, according to the Associated Press. He's got a Twitter account. There was this yet another tragic police shooting in Columbus, Ohio, yesterday. A teenage girl was attacking another teenage girl with a knife, and people were beating each other. And, you know, the family that stabs and beats together. And Roland Martin, he tweeted, "Just saw the Columbus police body camera footage, did you? Of the shooting death of," they got a pound sign already, "Malika Bryant. Folks, comma, 22 seconds, period. This Columbus cop was on the scene for 22 damn seconds," in all caps. He's a journalist, you know. "Before he opened fire on this girl, he really should have let the girl stab the other girl and kill her. And then you could attack him for letting the girl stab the other girl and kill her. Because either way, with Roland Martin, the cop is going to lose. She wasn't even charging at him." That's because, there are two circumstances under which you're allowed to use lethal force. If your life is in danger, or if someone else's life is in danger, or grievous bodily harm is on the precipice. "This is an expletive deleted shame," 2 exclamation marks. Roland Martin, a journalist. He's an award-winning, nationally acclaimed journalist. And this is what they write. Now, if you watch the video, he prevented the innocent girl from being stabbed with a giant pointy knife. And there was this beating going on of a big, strong man kicking field goals with some girl's head and then stomping on her like he was trying to put out a fire. And, this is Roland Martin comes to the defense of the stabbing girl, whatever her age, and 16, apparently. And she is the hero of the story. Once again, she's the martyr. She's the victim. And if I'm the police and I come up on something like this, I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to think, what would Roland Martin have me do? WWRMHMD. What would Roland Martin have me do? Because if I got to live up to Roland Martin's standards, and I do, then that other girl was stabbed and dead, all right? And then Roland Martin would condemn me, the police officer, for not pulling the trigger sooner in order to save the innocent girl's life while the guilty girl was attacking. This is today's Democrat Party. And really, most of them should put down Twitter and step away from Twitter. Their brains aren't really very good even when they stop and consider things.